I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Afghans fear a renewed wave of terrorism after two suicide bombings at Shia mosques. Nehemiah from FMI says this violence has roots dating back to the death of Muhammad when the Sunni and Shia paths split. In Sunni-majority Afghanistan, groups like ISIS-K see the Taliban as not violent enough towards Shia Muslims. Many Taliban fighters are deserting and joining ISIS-K. Nehemiah says Sunni Muslims see Shia Muslims as heretics, but they see Christians in an even worse light, apostates. And the Haitian gang that kidnapped 17 American and Canadian missionaries last week now wants $17 million in ransom. A surge in gang activity has put other Haitian mission agencies on edge. Dave McCleary with Mission Aviation Fellowship says it's not stopping ministry, but it will look different. Maybe with more local believers doing gospel work. Please pray for the missionaries' safe release and for the salvation of their kidnappers. Todd Morris, Mission Network News.